Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Cortell Reisman is here, too. Karen is a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. She is the lady who put the Speak for Yourself programs together that's helped so many people. She's got her one-woman show on her direct kinship to the great Albert Einstein. She's the author of The Naked Truth about Giving Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling. So you can see that she's a very prolific, and obviously we know her as a very smart person. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Always nice to be on your program.
It's good to have you here, Karen. So I love what you're going to talk about today because you won't be surprised to learn that I have my own little version of this, but tell the audience why you want to talk about something called a fight call.
And what is a fight call? I had no idea, and it is such a clever term for something that we should all be doing. Recently, I won a raffle. Jim, I won a raffle. And I live in Dallas, Texas. We have a regional theater center that has won Tony Awards. It is that good, and it's very, very popular. And the raffle I won is to go backstage at the Dallas Theater Center with the artistic director who actually won or received that Tony Award recently. And since I'm a season ticket subscriber, I did something and then won the raffle. And what I got to do is, as I said, go backstage. And he says, great, you'll get to see the fight call. And I go, what the heck is a fight call?
What the heck is that?
Yeah, I go, what? Okay. He goes, the actors have to practice all the various dance moves involved in a fight scene.
It's a choreography, isn't it?
It's the choreography of a fight scene, but that they do, and it happens 30 minutes before the play or the musical begins, and this happens, stay seated, every single time they do the play. And
wow.
They do eight times a week, but sometimes twice a day when they do a matinee and a
They're required to rehearse this before every performance, even though they probably think, well, I got this.
You got this. I mean, especially the days you've got it twice already. You did the fight call,
yeah.
You did the matinee, and now you're doing another fight call, and then you do the evening. And this is part of the Actors Union. This happens all over the United States.
Wow.
That this is a requirement, and the reason is that sometimes your actors can get emotionally involved with the scene, and they can really become the characters.
They get in character.
You get this into... You get so in character that you forget, and then you get your muscle memory want your muscle memory to take over where you actually don't hit them in the chin. You actually fake the fight, and you avoid an actual fight scene. And I was fascinated by this, absolutely fascinated. And you know where I'm going on this, Jim.
Yeah.
I think in our businesses, all of us need to have our own fight call toolkit. We need to know, we need to have a practice muscle memoried list of things that we do in order to have very predictable and positive outcomes.
And it could be a lot of things.
As
I was thinking about your notes here that you sent me, you know, I think about how I do this. I've been doing this all my life. Before a proposal presentation, sometimes before a phone call with a customer or a prospect,
Jim, you do this every morning.
It's a form of role playing, isn't it?
I think it's a checklist that you do every day before you get on these radio interview shows. There's certain things that you do and your team does
every
in
day.
Order that you have a very positive outcome on a daily basis.
Yep.
And if you really put this into a list form, you will do much better. And when I say predictable outcome, sometimes I think the word predictable might mean boring. No way, Jose.
Mm-mm.
Predictable means
no.
It's predictable.
Let me tell you something.
The way you
predictable in the marketplace, predictable converts into excellence.
And converts into money.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, one of the things that I think is important for us to make the transition, and I know this is where you're going, is when you think about what we do in our job, in our businesses, we're trying to influence other people. You've taught us so much over the years about how to use techniques and skills and communication to influence others so that they like us, so that they'll come back to our business, so they'll do business with us, so they'll come back and do more business with us. And so consequently, you really need to think about when you're trying to influence them, that's a performance, isn't it? It needs to be a performance.
Right. Every sales call that I do, and I do much of this pitching on the phone, it has become a speech. It is, they don't know it, but I have a certain format. I incorporate certain stories that share the essence of what I do that create credibility for my work. It is not on the fly.
I want to stick in here before we run out of time is on this fight call that we're talking about that we should have with each other. I imagine what the other person's objections or their comments are going to be. Like, what punches are they going to throw me so I know how to take them? What do you think? Last thoughts.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a dance. It's a dance. And you're not the only one on the stage. And you don't want to get your feet stomped.
Yeah. Hey,
so
Karen, remember, do you
do.
Remember watching?
Go ahead.
Have you ever watched older Westerns where they were fighting that were a few decades old? And when you saw them when you were a little kid, you thought what an amazing fight that was. When you see it now, you realize what a crappy how bad the fight was.
So bad.
It's funny.
It
Hold on to that thought. Right back with Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. Speakforyourself.com, I think, is the website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.